Veronica Nye, senior economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, provides details about the agricultural trade deficit projected by the Department of Agriculture. Nye explains key global and domestic factors leading to this projection and what it means for U.S. cotton growers.
A strong U.S. dollar has made the U.S. competing in a global market rather challenging. When the dollar is strong, it makes U.S. exports more expensive, but it makes it also cheaper to import products. So when we're looking at this, it's coming fiscal year, USDA is projecting that exports will be about $190 billion, which is a wonderful number, except that they're also projecting that imports will also continue to be strong, about $199 billion. So that means, of course, that we'll have a trade deficit. Normally, U.S. agriculture carries a trade surplus. We're one of the few industries that year over year tends to have a trade surplus. This is largely reflective of that strong U.S. dollar, but is certainly, I would guess, more of a temporary type of situation. Cotton growers are certainly very much aware that they have a larger dependence on trade than a lot of other commodities. So while overall U.S. farmers export more than 20% of what they produce, it's over two-thirds of cotton that is exported. So that strong U.S. dollar slowing down potentially U.S. exports will hit cotton growers harder than it does, say, beef, which only exports, 10 to 15% of their production.